After the deadly collapse of a parking garage under construction in Grays Ferry yesterday, there is the potential for criminal charges. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Philadelphia City Solicitor Rene Garcia confirmed the investigators looking into the collapsed Grays Ferry parking garage include some from the DA's office.
There are many agencies, local, state, and federal, that are conducting investigations because now is the best time to preserve all evidence. We don't want to come into some facts later on and not be able to recreate what happened. So out of the abundance of caution, we are preserving absolutely everything, and that's why you saw the DA's office as well.
Garcia didn't say there is an assumption of criminal intent at this point, but everyone is reviewing the incident just as a precaution. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The National Park Service is facing criticism over proposed changes to exhibits at the President's House site on Philadelphia's Independence Mall. The redesigned panels would replace an earlier exhibit focused on the enslaved people held by George Washington during his time in Philadelphia. Federal officials say the updates add broader historical context, including references to slavery and abolitionists like Frederick Douglass. But critics argue the tone softens the reality of enslavement. Civil rights attorney Michael Cord calls the panels a non-starter.
Nothing is acceptable because you got to consider the source. The source did this intentionally. The source did this willfully. The source did this maliciously. So I accept nothing from it. Let the historians tell history.
For now, changes are on hold as a legal challenge from the city moves through the courts. 55 degrees right now in Philadelphia. We're turning the corner today into warmer weather, expecting a high around 71 today, mostly sunshine. Low 53 overnight. The weekend ahead looks dry and temperate. Saturday, sunny, high 66. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 65.